This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Fan. Already 8 o'clock, dude. Sure, where's today going? Fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Phil's in Toronto tonight, by the way. Big series, huge series. Number one team in baseball versus the number one team in your heart, the Royals versus the Blue Jays tonight. I believe that game's at 6:40. I'm going to check, double check.
National card show in Chicago this weekend,
I think, right?
Are you going?
My buddy's there with a couple of my cards, so let's cross our fingers.
Yeah, I got a buddy that's going this morning, too, and so it'll be interesting to see what they're able to pick up at this card. Are you going to buy or are you going to sell? Well, you'd be going to sell, right?
Yeah, buddy of mine that I've been friends with, 607, by the way, Michael Wacha versus somebody named Gausman.
Oh, Gausman's pitching tonight, so they have a starter? Because MLB's app did not have a starter for anybody for the Blue Jays this weekend.
Yeah, Wacha, and then tomorrow is Noah Kamen versus Max Scherzer.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then that game tomorrow is at 2:07.
Okay.
Sunday, 12:37, and it's Lugo versus Bassett.
He's a hound, I hear.
Yeah, he's a hound, oh man. But yeah, no, to your question about the National Card Show, I do have about three or four cards in my buddy's possession that he's going to go try and sell.
So.
Because I got a nice surprise when I was down on the Gulf Shores. He sold a couple on eBay for about $110, $125. So a fun business, a very addicted business, and sometimes profitable.
Yeah, like I said, I've got all these old cards we've been going through, and you start looking at them, you're like, this is a $25 card here, this is a $25 card. Then you start adding all that up, and you're like, I'm sitting on hundreds of thousands of dollars, but not hundreds of thousands, but you know what I'm saying, like thousands of dollars potentially. Mm-hmm. You know, with all these cards at $25 a piece and whatnot. And so people buy them, right?
It's nuts. Alex and I always talk about gold. I'm referencing who you can hear today live in St. Joe, I believe.
Yeah, he's up there. Yeah.
And he's got a nice weather day gold.
Good weather day. So he's so happy.
He'll enjoy it. But no, it's funny. You go to these card shows and there's like, no kidding, like 13-year-olds with $50,000 to $60,000 of cards in their
hands.
It's
unbelievable,
whether
right?
they bought them or whether they're getting ready to sell them, they are just, they're ahead of the curve, man. It's a wide variety of people at these places. Like you've got, you know, degenerates like myself in their late 30s. You've mm-hmm. got kids that are in their early teens. You've got guys in their mid 20s. You've got guys in their 50s. It's just, it's a very, very bizarre, fun, addicting business. But yeah, it's been enjoyable. It's been interesting to see like how valuable a car can be.
Yeah.
And understand like there's like guys out there that collect a certain type. There's certain people that have like, they only want the certain inserts. They only want a certain player.
Mm-hmm.
The money that people spend on these things. Like sometimes, because I go to Fanatics Live, that's where the live card reads are, where they break the packs. And you'll watch some of these guys, man, the same name. And I watched one last night just to help go to sleep. And it was like the same guy was dropping like 200, 200, 200, 200 just to get a chance to get like the Oakland Athletics.
Wow.
And he was getting like the Tampa Bay Rays. And then everybody in the group was like, they was like, thanks for knocking out all the landmines.
Yeah,
like
right.
All of a sudden you see a guy, wheel would spin, Oakland, $113. Next wheel would spin, Yankees, $90. Like, good take. This other guy's going,
well, who do you want from the Yankees? Is it you're looking for a Judge card or Jason Dominguez? Or what are you looking at there?
Well, it depends on the box of cards that you're going. So 2024 draft, you're looking at prospects.
Yeah.
You look at like what this new one is, the Topps Chrome, you're looking at anything Aaron Judge.
Anything Aaron Judge. Okay.
And sometimes they'll throw out like, you know, the 2024, you're looking at Kurtz, Roman Anthony, Cags,
right.
all the
guys that are in the big leagues now.
And
yeah.
That's what's great about this industry, and that's what's great about these players, is that all of these guys that are in these boxes are now pros.
Yeah.
So, like, that's not happened a lot in the past.
Right.
Where you're like...
Not in baseball.
So, like, think about this, for instance. It's why they say hold or sell, which is we talk about the deadline here in a second.
Yeah.
Bobby Witt Jr. is the top prospect. Number two overall pick. Obviously, I think Gunnar Henderson went first, mm-hmm. right?
No, Adley Rutschman.
Rutschman went first. So... people that got Bobby Witt Jr.'s card either sold it immediately, and then all of a sudden, 2 years ago, everyone's like, I'm glad I held on to this Bobby card because now the value has absolutely done the opposite than dissipate.
But you probably have more often than not cards dissipating than increasing in value from these rookies,
correct.
Right?
Right now, Jack Caglione's stock has dropped
big
significantly.
Yeah, right.
Nick Kurse's stock has gone completely up.
Right.
Mizorowski, nobody knew who the hell Mizorowski was, had a card sell the other day for $52,000.
Holy cow.
Yeah,
wow,
dude,
man. Like that's insanity. But he's like one of those guys that, like, I don't know if he has staying power, but right now, if I had the opportunity to sell a Mizorowski card for $10,000, I'm selling that right away. Like, I'm not even thinking twice about doing something like that. And, you know, I like I said, I've got all these cards I'm going through. I'm like, I'm going to have to start an electronic-based store and put one of these things up there and see if I can't get some money for this stuff.
I'm with you,
like,
man.
These Ken Griffey Jr. rookies that I have. I mean, it's crazy.
Yes.
I'll give somebody $50,000. Just come take all the baseball cards. Opened. I won't get okay. Somebody gives me $50,000. Okay, okay. No, I said that wrong.
I was like, damn, Bob, we just got paid.
You give me $50,000, you can have all the baseball cards. I got Mickey Mantles. I mean, I got the whole like 1960 Yankees team. I got a 64 Mantle. I've got a 61 Maris when he hits 61 home runs. Like, I got a lot of good stuff. But I want cash.
Yeah.
You gotta figure out how to make money.
I told my mother about this. She's like, I'm never going to sell your cards because growing up, all like their generation's parents got rid of all their baseball cards. My mother swore, I'm never going to get rid of your cards. So I've got every card that I ever had from a child and all the stuff that I collected over the years. I've got some good stuff. But so I called my mother. I'm like, hey, care if I sell this stuff? She goes, how much can you get? I told her, she goes, sell it.
This is a good idea. Oh, so yeah. No, you should. You should sell those cards.
Yeah.
They're just going to collect dust.
Right.
It's like if you have a garage full of stuff you don't use, put it on Marketplace. You never know. You might make $500 in a weekend.
Right.
I mean, that's a nice dinner with you and your wife.
Or just to pay a bill off or something, you know?
As well. Spec, if you're driving around, Steven Spector, if you're driving around, here's a good idea. From the text line, you guys should do a promo and make trading cards of all your hosts and producers. I'm sure someone out there could make cards of all of you with career stats.
Oh, that would be a lot of fun. Yeah it really would be. Let's do it.
But something that has to happen in the industry of cards is you have to sell when you need to sell, and you need to buy when you need to buy, just like at the trade deadline. What grade do you guys give the Royals trade deadline?
Well, look, I guess I'm biased. I give it an A. I thought it was a really nice day yesterday for the Royals, and then I was looking at some of the grades. I saw one person on Yahoo Sports this morning give them a C for
Yahoo
their grade.
Yeah,
like I'm thinking to myself, how do you grade that a C? They traded a backup catcher and got two pitchers back in return that could legit be starting pitchers for you, maybe some are more bullpen arms. You traded two prospects that nobody's ever heard of before for a major league left-handed arm that's 7-5 with a sub-4 ERA for the Pirates, and you got Mike Yastrzemski for another person you never heard of before, and he's now your best outfielder that you have on this team. I thought the Royals did a really nice job yesterday, both acquiring guys for today in the moment and also for the long-term future. Those three pitchers that they have are signed up forever. I mean, it's great.
And also, don't forget Lugo was signed.
And yeah, but I'm talking about just yesterday's trade moves. Yeah. I mean, you went and got three pitchers yesterday that are all legitimate starting pitchers in Major League Baseball. Probably, I was talking to another scout yesterday about four or five in the rotation. You pick up those two guys for the backup in your rotation, you've given yourself so much flexibility to make moves this winter. You've got to think big picture when you think about these moves. You just can't think about how it impacts today. And oh my God, we got rid of a backup catcher that people are like sobbing over. We got better for today, but also we got better for the future as well with these trades. These are definite today moves and future moves as well.
And, I don't know.
And Falter, too.
Falter's Bubich.
Falter, yeah, right.
Seriously.
Yeah, that's true. We got Falter and Bubich now. That's right.
You want to buy two jerseys?
Yeah.
I'll let you pick one. I'll hit the other.
And we sit next to each other. I'll be number 6 and you be number 9. Okay.
Falter Bubich.
excuse me, but just the Brady Falter trade alone. Just look at his numbers this year. You don't have to know who the guy is or anything like that because he's never heard of him for most of us. But he's 7-5 with the Pirates this year. They've won 9 games, and he has an ERA under 4. He's like a 3.5 ERA.
He's got a better winning record than Paul Skeens.
He does. I was going to say, he's got a better winning percentage than Paul Skeens. Again, that's why wins and losses are so stupid with a pitcher.
Yeah.
But he's got a winning record with the Pirates and a sub-4 ERA. If they just made that move alone yesterday, I would have given it an A.
Yeah, he can eat innings. He's like kind of like statistically looks like a Michael Lorenzen guy who can just come in and be that fourth or fifth day starter. I mean, that's amazing. I mean, I don't know how you don't grade tomorrow or yesterday in A.
Yeah, and also too, when you look at what they did from a roster standpoint, they clearly are telling you they needed a lot of pitching. Like I wouldn't expect on I was going to say Junis, but I wouldn't expect Reagans. I wouldn't expect obviously Bubich, and I wouldn't expect Lorenzen back. They went and got three starting pitchers yesterday for a reason.
Yeah, I mean, the biggest thing yesterday why I give it such a high grade of an A is because of the control.
Yes.
Like, you have control. Like, you don't have to worry about any of this. And if you do have, out of those three pitchers, if one pans out to be good, you won the trade. And you didn't give up hardly anything for it. The biggest name you gave up was a backup catcher.
That's right. That nobody outside of Kansas City knew.
And he's a fan favorite. And he obviously that's going to come with emotional strings. But when you look at the grand scheme of things, it's not like you had to deal Cags or you had to deal, Blake Mitchell or Carter Jensen. The other thing, too, that this might bring up is that I know that the guy that you said is Luke Maley is going to be the backup catcher.
Yeah.
But this also does give you some sort of option that if you do like this sort of young guys coming up, maybe a little, you know, to show their face in the major leagues, maybe this is where we might see a sighting of Carter Jensen.
Yeah.
Who's a local kid who a lot of people love. Now, I know what happened to Cags is going to scare a lot of people in the organization. Be like, let's not
do this
again. Can't
operate that way.
I also look at this from the Carter Jensen perspective. Like, hey, man, why not? Right? Like, he's going to play as much as Freddie Fermin. We're not expecting you to play every day. You're not an everyday player. We want you to be the Freddie Fermin guy. Go in there when we need you. Give Sal an off day. Go play DH. Something like that. So that option is there for homegrown talent. And again, all that control is there.
Yeah, and the control for the pitchers is big. Yastrzemski obviously will walk at the end of this season, but he's not part of your future. He was an addition for now. That's a rental type player. Carter Jensen, I just leave down in the minor leagues. We're getting ready to go into a playoff push. I'd like the experienced guys, you know, out there doing that. And if you fall out of the mix, then bring Carter Jensen up at the end of the year, right? You can do the September call-ups and give him an opportunity to get some of that experience here at the big league level. Not that you can judge a lot. It's just about getting your palate wet a little bit, because, you know, September baseball is for the birds, just like March baseball is. Not a lot to gain from all of that, but, you know, give the kid big league experience to get him up here at the big league level. But I mean, like, if you're walking around yesterday and you don't think the Royals got better, I feel bad for you, because they did get better yesterday. I know Yastrzemski's only a 230 hitter. Who's hitting 230 in this outfield right now? Nobody. So you've got better there. He's a good defender. He's a plus defender. That's what you want, especially as you push towards the postseason and you know, you're kind of struggling to score runs. You need to have a plus defender. Yastrzemski is just that. And you got pitching, man. Like, nice job yesterday by JJ. Really good job.
No, for sure. A move on the deadline was an A. A lot of people gave the Chiefs draft an A because of one name. That was Josh Simmons. We dive into the left, the right, and all of the offense here on 96.5 The Fan for your Chiefs. Your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty. Make sure to follow us on Instagram at TheFan965 for behind-the-scenes content from the show. Kansas City's FM sports station, 96.5 The Fan.
I mean this with the dearest of every fiber in my being and my heart that I think is large and in charge. Suit MJ back up at catcher and unbreak him. Absolutely the F not.
No.
I am okay. I don't need to see that ever again, nor do I need to see that man in a Royals uniform ever again. Sorry if that's too harsh. He ain't part of the future.
Dude, he has four hits this year as a Royal. Adam Frazier has three, I think. And Randall Grichuk has three hits as a Royal this year. He got here yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Merv has four overall.
Yeah, that was a popular trend yesterday with the trade deadline. Is everyone's like, can MJ catch?
Oh my God. We have Luke Maley on the roster.
I know you did.
Sarcasm, but I can't believe people weren't serious about that yesterday, were they?
I knew it was going to happen. As soon as they dealt Freddie Fermin, everyone's like, you know, what's this mean? Well, it's either Maley or it's going to be Carter Jensen. That's because I know that Cody and Gold told me they had JJ Piccolo on. And it was after Sal had gotten hit in the funny bone, and I was, you know, just
being and that's also good news. Sal's fine if they traded for me, you know.
And I was just kind of thinking to myself, I'm like, well, if Sal gets hurt and you have Freddie and you have to put Sal in the DL, I was like, do they call up Jensen? Because if you haven't noticed, Carter Jensen is tearing up AAA, also as a local kid, so a lot of people love that story. And I was like, well, what would that mean for Carter Jensen? And then they asked JJ, and he's like, would you bring up Carter Jensen as Sal on the DL? I was like, that's a really good question. But I don't know, not yet. It's like, all right, like, sweet. No, I mean, we'll see what happens. Look, they're gearing up, they're ready. The town's ready, the ownership's telling you they're ready, the ownership's telling the team they're ready. I'm excited, man. In Toronto tonight at 6:07, up in Canada, we'll see what happens.
Yeah, blame Canada for this one, right? I think that's what we got to do. Blame Canada, blame Canada.
Have you seen that movie, Bigger, Longer, and Uncut?
I know that Blame Canada song from South Park, but I don't know.
Yeah,
that was from the movie. Yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
That's where the What Would Brian Boitano Do?
Yeah, what would Brian Boitano do if he were here right now? He'd throw a pitch and hit a strike. That's what Brian Boitano do.
I mean, he was in the Alps fighting grizzly bears.
You know who the grizzly bear was Taylor Swift. They're saying that.
And
Happy Gilmore too. I asked my daughter, I said, "Do you guys watch it yet?" And she said, my daughter goes, "I haven't even seen the first one." I go, "It doesn't matter. Just go watch the second one, you know."
Yeah, it's not one of those. Yeah, you don't really have to pick up the plot points.
Yeah, exactly. 30 years ago, we left you with this. But I mean, they kind of did recap it at the beginning
give you a little
quick recap of what went on. And it's a shame, you know, Bob Barker wasn't there. He died, you know, but he had his pet spayed and neutered. So all was good.
The graveyard scene was kind of cool, though.
Yeah, I thought it was cool.
Mista. Let's get out of here.
Yeah.
Jayhawk for Life is watching ESPN because he tweeted out 20 minutes ago. So I guess ESPN and the NFL Network are already crowning the Chargers to be the AFC West champions again.
I mean, we called it, you know.
It's today.
Yeah, I'll tell you. Did you see the Chargers win with a backup quarterback? They went out there and took care of the Lions, who everybody thinks is going to be good, and they beat it with a backup quarterback.
Scherfenberg.
Yeah, exactly.
What the hell was
that?
This Mad Dog passes out.
Somebody on the 816 says MJ can catch. He can catch a fly out of here.
Great.
I think like that one.
Nobody wants that guy around. So MJ's going to catch today, or Mac. More people would pick Mac than MJ catching.
Awesome. Yeah, I have that as the poll question on a Friday.
Who would you rather see catch Game 7 of the World Series for the Royals, Mac or Merv Melendez?
I was in the garage. I was in the garage thinking of a good promo for you for like an endorsement. And for football season, that's Max Sackrap.
That's Max Sackrap.
I love that.
And then you get the endorsement from the Ronalds. And you just get like snack wraps all you want.
Snack wraps.
Make sure you go to McDonald's and get one today. Buy one, get one for $1. Here's Max Snack Wrap. Did you see the way Karloftis really pursued the court? You know what I mean?
I know. Something like that. We do need to get the dumbass take of the day back because the ESPN is clearly loaded with them already today. I mean, they're going into overload to crown the Chargers, aren't they, right now?
I thought you, like, when you said that, I was like, yeah, whatever.
I guess you haven't been morning radio for a very long time. 15 years of doing this, or more than that, obviously. But you see this stuff over, and it's rinse and repeat, man. You'll start to realize, like, these get-up shows with Greenberg, it is the same topic every day. They just switched the panelists out.
Yeah.
So it's a new topic for the panelists, but by Wednesday, we've heard the crowning of whatever quarterback went out there and looked good on Sunday that nobody heard of and had a big day, and by Wednesday, we're still debating on whether or not he's the future of that franchise.
It was also a really good movie with Adrian Brody. Do you think Jay Binkley is ready to get rid of this take?
They announced Josh Simmons, offensive tackle from Ohio State.
I hate this pick, actually. Don't like it. Don't like it.
Well, I think a lot of people are starting to like it because the left side of the line is
it's so good.
I don't know what the best part is. The fact that he's just so disheveled and just lost, he hates it, or the fact that he just does not let Unicero have his moment.
I know. They announced Josh Simmons, offensive tackle from Ohio State.
I hate this pick, actually. Don't like it.
Let him have it, Jay.
Ohio State.
Josh Simmons, offensive tackle from Ohio State.
I hate this pick, actually. Don't like it. Don't like it.
Somebody on the text line said Bink knows football. He may have swung and missed on this one, and that's okay.
That's all right.
It's fine.
He hit a home run with Mahomes.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's good for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah. Forever.
Forever. Yes, exactly. Yeah. No, forever. I mean, well, look, but everybody, you swing and miss more on players than you hit on. Ask any general manager in sports. I guarantee you they'll all tell you the same thing. Yeah, we've missed on a lot more than we've hit on. That's just normal. And Jay didn't like the pick because of the injury situation. The injury situation is no longer a topic of conversation. He's your left tackle. And here we sit on the 1st of August already. Halloween's right around the corner, Mac. And they got the Halloween candy out, right? But here we sit on August 1st.
They do, actually.
Oh, yeah. I've seen it already in July.
Three months away.
You know what's dangerous right now? They have many Reese's pumpkins.
I know, I saw those.
I walked immediately past. I was like, don't look.
Saw those too.
Those are already out? Okay.
It's all already taken. My daughter sits down next to us yesterday on July 31st and says, this is what we're doing for Halloween. I'm going to be Little Bo Peep and Mason's going to wear his... I'm like, what are we... It's July!
Well, according to some of the text line, we should all be sheep. But
why?
I don't know. So
bad
take. No. So the left side of the line, you've got Josh Simmons, who seems to be fitting the part that we like to see. Now, granted, we will get more game. We can't really put what he's done in a game, but we know that what he's shown, toughness, injury doesn't really seem to be an issue.
He's rocked up. He's thick.
Yeah, no doubt. Two C's. And then you put Kingsley Suamataia at left guard, where he's also got a little bit of competition in Jalen Moore. Then you look over
and
at
Caliendo. Yep.
Yep. And Caliendo's there.
I haven't heard his name mentioned much.
I was going to ask if you.
Yeah,
heard
no, okay. Nothing about Caliendo, but the left side of that line is shaping up to be something special. They're in love with it right now. And the quote that I was given about that left side, this will be a great left side for a long time, man. People are convinced and ready to roll that Kingsley and Binkley's guy are lock stock for the next decade over there on that left side. And if they figured out that left side of the line and it's good to go for the next decade, build a shrine to Brett Veach.
This is Beakley's take on why he didn't like the Josh Simmons pick when he joined us back in April.
The Chiefs brought him in for a top 30 visit. I get it. They looked at him. They obviously were happy with where he was. I will say this, 31 other NFL teams decided to pass on him. He almost got out of the first round. For a guy, like you said, that was left tackle one, going into the season, there's a lot of people had some doubts. The patellar tendon is kind of a rare injury. That is not an injury that people have come back from right away. I mean, it takes a while, especially when you have surgery on it. To that point, it is not a injury in the NFL that they're used to dealing with.
Dr. Jay Binkley,
and then this was Binkley last night on what he thought about the pick of Josh Simmons.
Hey, well, yo, man.
You had me.
You're welcome. No, but then you kind of shift gears because you know center and right guard, that's fine. You don't have to worry about that. You can just keep going. Right tackle now.
Now, right tackle is a battle. Right tackle is the battle right now. And it's not a coincidence that the amount of time spent on the pup list was very short for one Jawan Taylor this year, right? A lot of these veteran guys, a little bit. I want to get to training camp, give the young guys a little bit of time. I stretch my bones. Oh, my God, I've got competition. I better put my helmet on. And all of a sudden, that pup list time ended for Jawan Taylor. And they're saying right now from the folks that I've talked to, this dude's playing with an edge right now that they haven't seen on Jawan Taylor before, which is cool. I mean, we need to see that edge. You're an offensive lineman. You better have some sort of edge about you, right? You're in the trenches there, man. It's a nasty place to be. You better have an edge to you. And so Jawan Taylor's playing with an edge right now. Why, you ask? Oh, he's feeling the heat from Jalen Moore. Yes, he is. Jalen Moore may end up coming in here not being a starter for the Chiefs. And people will look at that and go, oh, my God, they spent all this money. It's not your money to spend. Don't worry about it, okay? Not your problem. But if Jalen Moore's money that they spent on him, he turns out to be the pusher, if you will, and makes everybody else better just because of his presence, that's money that is very well spent. And they're seeing that with Jawan Taylor right now. They're seeing a fight out of Jawan Taylor. They're seeing motivation out of Jawan Taylor. He's going into a contract year, but he ain't going to have that contract year if he's not the starter. And he understands he's probably got one more payday in the NFL. He's an offensive lineman. Those guys get paid. And so he's probably looking and thinking to himself, I got one more payday in this league, but I'm not going to get that payday if Jalen Moore's starting in front of me. So Jalen Moore, in turn, is making Jawan Taylor better. Jalen Moore can have that right tackle spot next year when Jawan Taylor goes gets a bag from somebody else. But Jawan Taylor has to play this year, and he knows that. I think we're going to see a really good year out of Jawan Taylor. Not that we've seen bad years in the past, but I think this is going to be one of those years where we're not talking about Jawan Taylor.
But also, you can tell that if there's those little hiccups where he's got the false start, that there's a move that they'll get him in right after that. But that if that hiccup starts happening, Jeff Allen had this to say about the comparison for one Josh Simmons.
Trent Williams, without a doubt. And the biggest thing that makes him comparable to Trent is the efficiency of his movement. Trent is a really freak athlete, so is Josh. But they make it look so easy. I'm telling you, being able to get out of your stance and meet a defensive end at that spot or that injunction between the quarterback and yourself, it's not easy to do. That's why you see guys get beat off the edge. They can turn that corner. But with Josh and Trent, you never have to worry about them getting beat around the corner. So you're going to have to run through them. You're not going to be able to go underneath him because he's in the perfect position every single time.
So you hear that sort of stuff. It's more than just strength with Josh Simmons, which has given people the idea that he can be this guy, which has now created Jalen Moore to be like, okay, it was fun to think about it at left tackle. Maybe that's not it anymore. Now I've got to bust my ass at either trying to be a left guard and giving Kingsley some sort of in-house competition or going out to right tackle and giving Juwan Taylor a little bit of in-house competition. Because when you hear former offensive linemen that had played the position and you hear those type of, you know, things where it's like, it's not about just his strength, because he just said, you're not going to go through him, but it's where he gets out of that stance where he can get so quick, because we know that these defensive ends and these edge rushers are so much more freakishly athletic. Like watching Jared Allen last night being bigger than Antonio Gates. I'm like, no wonder.
Where was Jared Allen before that? Was he just golfing? Right.
Yeah, dude.
I love Jared Allen so much, cause he's in that mindset where I'm me. And if you don't like how I show up, don't have me to your event.
Still rocking the mullet.
Love it.
But like when you hear those sort of things, that's why when we talk about this offensive line and people say, you guys are way too high up on this, you guys are, you know, glazing too much when it comes to, you know, Josh Simmons, I'm hearing from other people that aren't just painted in red and yellow and talk for 4 hours every day for 5 days a week about a team that plays here. You're hearing this from former players, from guys outside the league, from guys on Rappaport's reports, from guys on McAfee's show. And when you hear that, it's promising. Because when you hear about an offensive lineman being super strong, you love it. When you hear about an offensive lineman being super agile and freakishly quick to be able to stop that, that opens up everything for the entire offensive line.
Yeah, and that's the thing about it, too, is you have the trickle-down effect, right? He's making everybody else better, is Jalen Moore, and is also Josh Simmons making everybody better along that offensive line. And that's what you need, and everybody will be better if that left tackle is figured out and that left tackle is a guy that we can rely on for the next 15 years. It does make everybody else better, because now you can just concentrate on yourself and worry about, you know, your job on the offensive line. And if Kingsley's emerging, too, as a guard that they can rely on, man, like things are getting really good right now early in camp with this offensive line. And that's the exciting part. And it's okay to get excited about it, especially as Dusty said, when you've got guys that played the game talking about him. Like, who was that? Josh Allen?
Jeff Allen.
Jeff Allen and let's talk about Jason Kelce, right? Yep.
AG.
Not AG.
What was that guy's name that we had on the other day? It was on McAfee's show.
Oh, yeah, A.Q. Shipley. There are three former offensive linemen that played in the NFL. Two of them were Pro Bowlers consistently with A.Q. Shipley and Jason Kelce. Jeff Allen's a very nice offensive lineman, played in the league for a decent amount of time. Those are the guys that are telling us. They've got nothing to gain. Like A.Q. Shipley, who you didn't know last week, right? Like A.Q. Shipley, now the color analyst for the Arizona Cardinals. He's on McAfee a lot. Like, that guy has no connection to Kansas City, no connection to Andy, no, nothing invested in this whatsoever. When he's talking about it, that should tell the naysayers out there to go, all right, I really got to think about this, because this is a guy playing the league for 12 years, has no connection to the Chiefs, is looking at him going, holy crap. You know, like, those are the people that when they speak, you go, all right, maybe I need to change the way that I'm viewing things like this. Because I hate to break it to you, like, A.Q. Shipley's probably got more of a background on evaluating offensive linemen than any of us do combined.
And this was not the same way with Kingsley last year. I've seen that text a couple of times, and I've heard that, and I feel like Binkley said that to us earlier in the week, like, oh, we said this. No, we did not.
Like, nobody was not celebrating Kingsley like this. We're like, hey, maybe we found the guy. That'd
be
good.
The number one story of training camp and the number one story coming out of national news about the Kansas City Chiefs is Josh Simmons. There wasn't near the amount of chirping about Kingsley.
No.
Not even close.
No, I don't remember this much chirping about an offensive lineman, quite honestly, since we got Willie Rofe. I mean, and that's really where it is. I mean, when we drafted Eric Fisher number one overall, it was whatever. We were going through a transition here in Kansas City. We had just hired Andy Reid. We were coming off that 2-14 season. There was no quarterback out there. Yeah. We didn't know what this team was going to be about. They drafted a left tackle. I was there in the audience when they picked him that day. There was, okay, whatever, fine, Eric Fisher, and we moved on, right? Not a big deal. But I don't remember this much excitement around an offensive lineman since Willie Rofe was signed here. And that's 25 years ago almost.
Yeah. I mean, there's reasons, man. I mean, I think Josh Simmons, again, we'll see what happens when he's in the game. We have to remember that he's still a rookie, so when he does get beat the one time and everybody scrutinizes, oh, that's going to be a problem this year. You guys just keep glazing.
Glazing.
Glazing can be defined pretty easily. It's simply the latest term to describe what happens when someone goes too far in showing how much they like someone or something else, to the point of being ridiculous.
Somebody says, do you mean Willie Loaf?
Yes, we do. But still,
whole grain.
But seriously, like who's the last offensive lineman we got this excited about? You don't normally get excited about offensive linemen. This is what Buckeyes do to you.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. People were excited about him.
I guess, but quickly it's dissipated with Orlando Brown.
Very fast.
That guy, like if I'm not mistaken, he showed up with a rabbit on the day he signed here or something. Foxtail, that's what it was.
That's right, yes.
And then like that was the highlight.
It was like, okay, cool.
And then he did his thing and it wasn't very good and whatever we moved on from. But I mean, this is like the excitement we saw with Mahomes. I mean, people are that excited because it was a position that's needed to be fixed for so long. And we feel like we finally fixed that position, just like with anything in life. You know, you finally figured I've made it here. I've gotten this taken care of. You're excited about those kind of things. And we should be. That's what sports should bring to us.
It's a big step.
Should bring us excitement, should bring us fun. It should never bring you anger. It will, obviously, because we're fans and teams lose games. But like the anger that I think some people have towards us for being excited about Josh Simmons, are you even a fan at that point?
Speaking of the Kansas City Chiefs in training camp, Cody Gold will be out there today doing their show from 10 to 2. And speaking today at the podium, of course, Coach Andy Reid, Drew Tranquil, Nico Remigio, and also tackle Josh Simmons.
Hey. Simmons is speaking today, okay, huh?
On a Friday.
Love it.
So we'll get to hear what he has to say, how he likes to answer those questions, and what he's seen so far at camp. So he will speak today live at the podium. I would assume that the two guys out there in St. Joe, Cody and Gold, will have somebody from the Chiefs join their show, but they'll also have the availability to take live from the podium, and Josh Simmons will speak today in St. Joe.
They should get Josh Simmons on their show today.
Yeah, well, I mean, might as well. I mean, I don't know why you wouldn't, because if you get Josh Simmons on your show.
Well, I don't think that.
We should get him on tomorrow, Dusty, when we're there, 9 to noon.
Josh Simmons? Oh, I mean, yeah, we can do that.
Yeah, we can do that.
We could get Binkley on.
You'll get Bringing Stool tomorrow, and you'll like it, and you'll be very happy.
That. Yes.
We could get Josh Simmons on, or?
Nobody.
Exactly. Coming up on the other side here on Fesco and Dusty, we will get into some numbers, which are, well, the 999 challenge. You ever want to do that? Any of you have any interest in doing the 999 challenge? Bob?
No chance.
Mac?
BBL stinky.
Well, we'll dive in what teams have done it the most here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Hey, it's Michael Wacha, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan.
Thanks for getting that stupid bird song stuck in my head.
Surfer Bird?
Yeah, somebody says, make Bink change the name of the show from Character Concerns to I Hate This Pick.
Don't like it.
Not a fan. So something that sweeps the baseball parks, been a trend for quite some time now, is the 999 challenge, and J.J. Watt just did it over the weekend.
Yeah, in a shortened game, though. I think it was like a 5.5-inning game, but he still did it.
Which is almost more impressive.
Yeah.
I mean, 9 beers, 9 hot dogs.
Oh, I don't think he did. He do all 9?
I don't know.
I was assuming he just did the 5.5. I didn't know if he did all 9.
But there's a list of how many people have attempted it at a stadium.
Yeah.
Per social media posts. The number one place, shockers, in Philadelphia, 4,868 people have attempted. I don't know how many people have actually completed it.
I'd like to know what percentage of fans are doing it based on how many are in the ballpark, too. Because you start to look at some of these top teams that are on here. Philly, Yankees, and Dodgers are your top three. Probably your three biggest attended teams, you know. And so that's probably why they have more people attempting, you know, this kind of thing. And of course, Milwaukee's in the top 10. I mean, what else do they do up there except eat hot dogs, smoke cigs, and drink light beer, right? I mean, that's perfect for them. Royals are way down on the list, too. Only 1,600 people have tried this at Kauffman Stadium this year.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's something that a lot of people have like asked me if I would ever do it. I don't want to pay for it, but if somebody wanted me to like do it and pay for me, like I would do it. Somebody says he finished the challenge in the sixth inning.
Oh, he did finish it. Okay, good for him. Yeah, all right. So that is even more impressive that if he did it. But no, I'm out on this. This is not something that I'm interested in.
Is it harder to do the beers or harder to do the hot dogs?
The beer. Yeah. I would think for me at this stage of my life where I am, where I hardly drink a beer anymore, like I would think beer is probably something that I'm not going to be able to do, especially at the ballpark now. They're all big beers, right? I know there's a couple of places, but you have to hunt and seek for a 12-ounce beer. But if I'm doing this, I want the smallest possible beer.
Yeah, I think the thing that's interesting, like, I don't know which one that hurts more, because I think after like four hot dogs and four beers, you're sitting there like, oh my God.
Yeah, you probably feel like total ass.
Somebody says, I do the 999 challenge every game at home. My wife and my toilets hate me. It was 16-ounce beers, not the pounders, too. So he was
16 ounces is a pounder, though.
No, 22 ounces a pounder.
It is 16 ounces in a pound, though.
I just always thought the 22-ouncers were considered the pounders.
Oh.
I don't know. What you say makes sense.
Yeah.
Somebody says, can you sub the beer with a surf side? I would assume so.
Yeah, I'm okay with that. Now, if you say a cocktail in at nine, now maybe we're having a different conversation. I may not be able to walk out of the place.
Vodka soda every inning.
Yeah, I mean,
because see, I thought the thing was you had
it's
to
not
do
like
it.
17 Cayman Jacks or something like that. But good, I mean, but I could probably do, a vodka soda in inning. If it look, this is a challenge, right?
So that's nine shots.
I don't. Is that a lot? I don't. I mean,
man.
Josh Simmons. I mean, is nine a lot? I don't. Over the course of 2.5 hours, probably. Because remember, games are quicker now.
Yeah.
So you're going at a rapid pace.
Yeah.
With all of this, I think, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, at least that's the way that I'm looking at it. We're not talking about 4-hour games and leisurely trips to the concession stand.
Right.
Like, you better go and probably load up with at least half of the hot dogs right at the start and a couple of cocktails. You're allowed two at a time, and so that gets you through the first two innings.
Because I thought you had to do it just one per inning. That it was like hot dog and a beer, top of the first, bottom of the first. Then you move on to the second inning.
You're talking two hot dogs and two drinks per inning. So you're talking like the 18 challenge.
Well, I just thought you had to do one of each per inning. So I thought you had to go per inning. I didn't know you could do like, oh, I'm going to knock out five hot dogs real quick in the first inning.
Oh,
now I'm down five.
I wasn't going to do it that way. I was just going to stock up so I didn't have to waste the time going to the concession stand, missing the game, that kind of stuff. I was just, you know,
from the 816, if I slammed two beers and ate two hot dogs, I'd be regretting it in an hour.
Yeah. How old are you? Please let me know, because you're probably over 40 at that stage, right? I can't do two hot dogs and two beers. That'll repeat on me for nights.
From the 620, it sounds like you all want me to wake up naked in a stranger's yard.
Or in Maloney's kitchen, either way.
From the 913, does it come with a barf bag?
Yeah.
And then somebody says, I'd rather do nine Jaeger bombs, but you'd have to carry me out.
Oh, God. I'd do Rumplemintz before I would do Jaeger bombs at that point in time. But, I mean,
when's the last time you've had Jaeger?
It's been a hot
10 years?
Minute. Yeah, probably. I mean, I guess. I don't know. I was going to do some Jaeger bombs over the weekend at the lake, and then I was reminded that they have Red Bull in them, and I was reminded I do not like Red Bull.
You don't like the wings?
No, it smells like feet.
It does have a funk. From the 913, I did nine beers and four fireballs in 2.5 hours at golf last night.
Nine beers and four fireballs in 2.5 hours?
How'd you shoot?
Damn, we were at Arrowhead parking lot before a Chiefs game? That sounds like Jen.
And then from the 816, you knock out the beers first, and then you eat the hot dogs so you're not bloated.
I don't know.
Kind of kill your buzz, too, so it's kind of hand in hand.
I mean, I don't know.
And you were correct. 16-ounce is the pounder. Yeah. Bob was right. I don't know. There's just, to me, it just seems like a very rough time.
It seems horrible. It seems like a terrible, terrible, terrible thing to do to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you were to ask me when I was 20 years younger and we were doing our baseball trips and nothing mattered, you know, I would probably give it an attempt.
Mm-hmm.
But no, I at this point in time, I'm not doing that.
Yeah, the person says they shot a 78 after hitting nine beers and 4.5.
No chance. On one hole?
I mean, if they were feeling good and they weren't, you know, worried about the
78 on 9 holes.
No, they probably played 18.
He said 9.
No, the 9 beers.
Oh.
9 beers in four and a half.
No, I think he said 2.5 hours.
Yeah, 2.5 hours. So
you're not playing 18.
You might if you teed off at like 5 o'clock. Nobody's out there.
And you're playing by yourself and running.
I hope you're not playing by yourself drinking 9 beers and 4 fireball shots.
That's my God, how are you getting home? Have you ever seen anybody run on the golf course with their bag? Because they're trying to play fast?
No, but I mean, I do love ready golf. Mm-hmm. There's nothing more annoying than people that play slow.
Oh, it's terrible.
Slow play golf is worse than somebody driving 60 in the fast lane.
Mm-hmm.
100% it is.
Yeah.
They said it's a par 66, and they shot 78.
Okay, I'll take that.
Yeah, I mean, 78, 78.
Yeah.
I might try this Shoal Creek tomorrow when I play. Well, just please get home safe. Use an Uber. It's always nice. Clancy.
Is it easier to do that when it's hot out or when it's going to be a nice day like we have today?
To what, drink?
Yeah.
Like today.
Yeah.
Yeah, or if it's like, I mean, when it's hot, it's just like going to a Royals game when you have like
you just don't want to
because you're not constantly sipping, right? Like you're getting out, you're getting on the tee box, you're hitting, you're driving around, you're letting your buddy get his shot, then you get back in your car, and you're like, oh yeah, my beer, and you're like, by the time it's like halfway, you're like, oh my gosh, this
it's
is like lake water,
you throw it out,
and there's nothing worse than a warm beer.
No,
but for the 999 challenge or the 999, yeah, Kansas City Royals 1656,
yeah,
that's how many have attempted. I think Kramer said he tried it and did it.
I can see Kramer finishing that off. He looks more like that guy that we ran into the bar at than, you know, like that could do that kind of stuff, like a Joey Chestnut. You know, you always think it's the big fat guy like us that's going to be able to do this challenge. And you look at Kramer, who's all ripped. He's like, that's easy to do. He's also 23 years old.
Yeah. Somebody says my fraternity had a heated conversation about this when we did it for the D-backs Rangers World Series. Someone did one beer per and dog per inning. Others slammed 5 in the first few innings. Definitely much harder to do one per as it gives the dog buns time to expand.
Yeah, that's the thing, right?
So I think if I did it, I think I would probably shotgun 2 beers back to back. And then I would probably drink another one at a heavy pace. I'd be 3 beers in, pretty good rush. And then I would probably, towards like my 5th or 6th beer, start eating hot dogs.
Oh, you'd wait that long?
Yeah.
I wonder if there are rules on this.
Well, like how many times have you been drinking like during a happy hour?
And you don't eat,
and you're feeling really good, and you're afraid to eat because it'll kill your buzz.
Yeah.
And then you eat, and you're like, I'm ready for bed. It's like 7:30.
Yeah,
it's true.
Yeah.
You're out. You're done.
Which is perfect, actually. Yeah. But no, I see what you're saying. Yeah, you start eating. Yeah. Sometimes you forget to eat, though, too. You know, you're going good, and you're having a good day, and you're like, I forgot to eat all day.
Best breakfast you've ever had the next day.
It really is, yeah.
Like, no doubt.
Yeah.
Mackie, do you take on the 999 challenge?
Absolutely not.
No?
And yeah, there's a lot of controversy with the way JJ did it because it is supposed to be one every inning.
That's what I saw.
Did MLB put out rules for this?
I just think it's like one of those unwritten rules where it's like you drink a beer and you eat a hot dog in one inning.
Yeah.
Whether it's the beer in the top of the first or the dog in the bottom of the first, you do it 1v1. And then you go to the second inning. And that's why when you say like, yeah, like the smart idea to do it would be like to go get 9 beers and put them like next to you and go get 9 hot dogs. And then it's like, okay, dog, beer, 3rd inning. Repeat.
I think most of us probably will come out of the gate firing with this, right? Like you're gonna go really, really fast at the beginning, and then by the time the 4th inning comes along, you're like, oh, I've dissipated, man. I just can't do this anymore. I can't walk. I mean, you know,
I think Binkley slam dunks this competition.
Do you really?
Yes.
Okay.
100%. No matter how you look at it, I don't think he would get full or bloated when it comes to a dog and a beer.
Yeah, probably not.
I think he's probably the only one at this station that gives it a shot. I don't think, I mean, I think I could do it, but I know for a fact I couldn't.
No chance Alex can do it. Cody would not have any. Drew Nixon may be a sneaky wild card in this.
No, he doesn't drink.
Oh, he doesn't drink?
Not really. He doesn't drink beer, really. He likes, like, the Twisted Teas and the
Sir Charles. But you said we could sub in that kind of stuff, though, right? Like, I was going to sub in cocktails.
Yeah, I mean, I guess you could do that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you could do like a Surfside and a dog every inning.
That makes it way better.
Because the tea would be really easy. If you had like a Surfside iced tea and a hot dog, it'd be perfect.
Yeah.
I would love that.
Yeah, because I think
the beer. Yeah, see, that's where the beer comes into play. That's why this is such a difficult challenge for a lot of people, because you've got the bloating factor that comes in from the beer, and then the yeast from the beer mixes with the yeast from the bread, and then that expands inside your stomach, and then you're all screwed.
Ugh, yeah.
Imagine that coming out the next day.
The one thing I will say is I will always let someone else tip this challenge, even though people on the text line, hopefully Specs not listening, says this would be a great IG content for Dustin.
No, it won't be because it involves alcohol. We're out of that business. Yeah. Have you done the mound? Do you guys play mound ball when you go to a game with your buddies?
Yeah,
you know, you bet, right?
Dollar and any.
What I thought was really cool last week, I was watching the Cubs broadcast. They actually have that as a sponsored feature going to break.
Good.
The mound ball. I think that's awesome.
That's a great idea.
Yeah. I was like, damn, the Cubs, man. Just start talking about on TV what people are doing in the stadium. And everybody's changing dollar bills all the time, betting on whether or not the ball lands on the mound. And the Cubs were doing it on their broadcast. I'm like, that's really cool.
Coming up on the other side, we get to Richard of the Week. It is brought to you by that Surfside Iced Tea and Vodka and Surf.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Surfside Lemonade and Vodka, proud partner of the Kansas City Royals. Each can of Surfside is only 100 calories, and the best part is zero bubbles, so there are zero troubles. Coming up next, it's the Richard of the Week on Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan, your home, Kansas City Sports.
Fesco and Dusty. Subscribe and watch the show on YouTube by going to our channel at The Fan 96.5, Kansas City's FM sports station, 96.5 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's also you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.